The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you, and we're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, Damon Runyon Theater, Old M's Kentucky Home, originally aired 4/17/1949.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Old M's Kentucky Home. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Chances are you never hear of a citizen by name Itchy Ironhat, or his horse, Old M. Itchy claims that Old M is a racehorse. But the truth is she is not even able to keep up with the lead pony at the track, even when the pony is walking at a slow gait. However, that is more than somewhat beside the point. The point being the story about Itchy and Old M, which I will tell you in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Old M's Kentucky Home.
Well, it is of a Thursday night, and I am sitting in Mindy's enjoying a choice pot roast with potato pancakes when I look up and see Itchy Ironhat. Now, this is not his real name. In fact, nobody remembers his right name, but he is called Ironhat because he always wears a derby pushed down over his head, so he looks like a jug with a cork in it. Itchy spots me and slides into a chair next to me and opens the conversation as follows.
How are you, Broadway?
I am fine. And you, Itchy?
All right, I guess. Things could be better.
I am broke and not good for a touch, even a slight one.
To tell the truth, I too am in need.
The horses do not run right for you, huh?
It is not that.
Then what is the matter?
My ever-loving wife and me are no more ever-loving.
Oh? Since when does this happen?
Yesterday.
You have a disagreement?
Yes. Over Old M.
Your horse?
My racehorse.
I am sorry, your racehorse. So?
My ever-loving wife, Mousie, delivers an ultimatum.
Maybe you better tell me from the beginning.
Does not matter where I start, Broadway. It comes out the same.
It comes out that you and Mousie are no longer ever loving because she delivers this ultimatum. But what is the ultimatum?
She says to me, she says, Itchy, either you give up Old M or you give me up.
Oh, I see. You are sorry that you lose Old M.
That would make me very sad. But I give up Mousie.
Itchy, I do not understand you. Old M never wins a race for you. Meanwhile, you have got no ever-loving Mousie.
No.
Well, see you around, Itchy.
No, I wish to offer you a proposition.
Me?
Uh-huh. It comes up soon, the Kentucky Derby. And from what I hear, you would like to see the race. That right?
Well, yes. But I do not have the necessary bobs to take care of the transportation to the land of the bluegrass.
That is what I figure. And that is why I come to you. Broadway, I am going to take you to Churchill Downs with me and Old M.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you are going to take Old M to the Derby?
Well, the Derby is only for 3-year-olds. Maybe I will enter her in one of the smaller races.
And why do you wish my company?
I figure I will need you along. Will you go?
Is this going to cost me?
Not a bob.
You have got yourself a customer.
Good. Meet me tomorrow morning at Jamaica. We will start out from there.
I will meet you at Jamaica.
I am glad to see you show up, Broadway. Are you ready to go?
I am ready, but this is a funny place to catch a train.
Oh, we are not going by train.
We are driving.
Huh? Driving? In what?
I have bought this truck. Do you think I would put old Em in a car by herself on a train?
Certainly not. Forgive me. What? So long.
Where are you going?
Back home. If that is the truck you are going to drive, I sooner would walk on my hands.
I pay $60 for that truck.
I do not care if you pay 60 cents. I am not going to ride in that. It has no top on it.
We will probably have good weather all the way to Kentucky.
I will not ride in it.
But I promise old Em she will have company.
You promise old Em she... Who?
I figure you do not mind riding in the back with her. I have to drive.
Not on the one.
Broadway. Do you ever see a Kentucky Derby?
No.
It is a wonderful sight to behold. It is right in the middle of the bluegrass country in May. It is like a wonderful dream.
Yeah, but I...
And you will never see such beautiful horses and dolls. I figured there are the most beautiful dolls in the world that go to the Derby.
Look, Itchy,
and then comes the big race. Broadway, you stand there watching the horses come from the paddock, all heads up and tails switching and legs dancing.
Yeah, but I...
And the jockey silks flashing in the sun and the band playing.
Yeah, but the truck has no top on it.
And it is post time. The horses are at the starting gate. You stick your neck out with everybody else to watch the start. And then, they're off!
This is the first time I ever ride with a horse. So, that is how I start out for Kentucky with Itchy and Old Em. When I am not in back keeping Old Em company, I lean over and talk to Itchy. It is along the way that he opens up and tells me how he gets Old Em.
I do not always have Old Em, Broadway. And her name is not always Old Em.
No? To tell the truth, Itchy, I always wonder how you come by a horse.
Well, it is one day at Hialeah, and I see a race. There is a horse in the race. His name is Emily.
That is Old Em?
Yeah. But she bows a tendon, and her owner is going to shoot her.
Just like that?
Yeah. I stand there, and I am not very interested until she looks at me.
Who?
Emily. You know, Broadway, it is just like she talks to me and says, do not let this citizen put a slug in me. So I ask for her and get her.
And then?
And then that is the beginning. I own her now for 5 years.
It must cost you plenty of potatoes to keep her in food and things.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And everybody says I am crazy, including my ex-ever-loving wife, Mousy.
Why do you not get rid of the horse?
Get rid of Old Em? Broadway, I could never do that. Look back at her.
She looks exactly like a horse.
Only on the outside. Watch. Em? Em?
You see, she talks to me.
What does she say?
You know, I think she understands what is happening.
I wish I do.
You think I am crazy too?
Well, let us say that it seems a little odd that you should give up everything for a horse. Especially a horse that never wins a race for you.
You mark my words, Broadway. Someday everybody will have to eat their words.
Of course, I believe that Itchy is talking through his iron hat. Because what can a horse do for him? Nevertheless, we continue our trip to the bluegrass. And I notice that Itchy is looking close at signposts and mumbling to himself over road maps. Also, we almost get in 8 or 10 fights. Because when Itchy stops to ask directions of the various citizens, somebody always makes a crack about old Em. And Itchy starts after the person who is rude to the horse. It is a continual source of trouble to me. Then we get well into the state of Kentucky, and the scene is as follows.
You know, Broadway, it seems to me that we are just about where we should be.
Huh? What are you talking about? I see a signpost some miles back that indicates we are still a considerable piece from Churchill Downs.
Oh, I am not looking for the Downs. Not yet.
You are telling me that you dragged me into Kentucky just for the ride?
Oh, you will admit it is a nice ride.
Well, sure, it is a nice ride. Except when it rains, and I give up my overcoat to old Em.
I will never forget it, Broadway. Neither will old Em.
What can she do for me?
Broadway, take a look at this road map with me.
Do I get in trouble if I ask what you are looking for?
Old Em's Kentucky Home.
What? What do you say?
You see, Broadway, when I first get Old Em, I find out she is bred on the Tucky Farms. I bet you do not know that she comes of a very high-class family.
I do not wish to make the acquaintance of her relatives. I only wish to get someplace out of here.
Old Em is by Christopher out of love always.
I am out of patience by far.
I do not think you like Old Em.
I love her. Now, will you please drive on?
I wish to give her a chance to see her childhood home.
Itchy, you are a dope. We are 900 miles out of our way because you figure Old Em would like to see her cradle.
We will drive on. I am sure we are near the Tucky Farms. Broadway, look up ahead. Do you see what I see?
I see a little white house, and there is a citizen of these parts standing in front of the gate.
We will ask him the way to Tucky Farm.
I hope he knows.
Hey, Broadway, look back at Old Em. Look at her.
What is the matter with her?
She knows that she is near her childhood home. Look at her, sniffing the air.
You know, I believe you are right. She looks very excited.
Oh, she is a smart horse.
I will ask the citizen the way.
You better let me handle it, Broadway. You do not speak the language down here.
It is different than we speak.
Very different. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
See, Broadway?
No.
Watch. Excuse me, sir, but can you all direct me to a place called Tucky Farms, sir?
Tucky Farms? You want to find the Tucky Farms?
That is the general idea, sir.
You're from New York?
Well, mostly.
And you're looking for the Tucky Farm?
Uh-huh. Do you know where it is?
Well, yes, I do. It's about 3 miles farther up the road.
Thank you, sir.
Just a minute.
Yeah?
It's a big red house with some burned-down barns in the rear.
Oh, thank you, Walt.
Just a minute. I'd like to give you a piece of advice.
But it's real friendly.
I don't know what your business is, but keep away from Tucky Farms with anything that looks like a horse, or you'll get into trouble.
Trouble? Why?
Well, let's say the gentleman who owns the farm is a trifle eccentric.
Hitchkey, I think we better skip it.
Nothing doing. I promised Old Em she will see her Kentucky home, and she does.
Very well, if you insist.
I do. And thank you, sir.
Not at all, sir. By the way...
Yeah?
My name is Leland, Dr. Leland.
Nice to know you.
I said doctor.
So, what of it?
I'm the nearest doctor within a radius of 30 or 40 miles. You might need me after your visit to Tucky Farms with your horse. Goodbye, sir, and good luck.
Now, what does he mean by that?
Hitchkey, he seems like a very nice citizen, and he gives us some good advice. I do think we should inquire further into his reasons for the advice.
I will not be stopped now. I promise Old Em.
But you hear what the doc says?
I hear. But I will not break my promise to Em. Let us go.
Well, I am unable to persuade Itchkey to turn back. And because I am in the middle of no place, I go along. And what happens when we get to Tucky Farms, I will tell you about in a minute.